The prospect of speedy wireless cell phone service in Nome is becoming more likely as telecommunications giant AT&T moves forward with plans to build a 150-foot cell tower on Front Street that promises 4G or fourth-generation wireless technology. The massive telecom company hopes to work on their existing property downtown, erecting the antenna on 105 Front Street next to the site's current satellite dish. According to David Stringer with Cascadia PM, the company contracted to execute the project. AT&T has already purchased the tower, and it's possible other wireless carriers, including Verizon, could one day use it as well. But before any cement can be laid or a building permit submitted, Nome's Planning Commission has to field numerous questions from the public. At last night's public hearing, Commissioner Sarah Lysak echoed enthusiasm while broaching the first of many safety concerns.
For full disclosure, I am an AT&T customer. I desperately want this tower to be built, but I am really concerned about the dangers of it icing up and potentially killing people. We have these storms that throw up chunks of ice and break wall onto Front Street, and it's right directly in that path.
According to the current design, the tower would be built to withstand 130-mile-per-hour winds with no ice and up to 80-mile-per-hour winds with a quarter inch of ice. But Nome resident Scott Johnson inquired if it would be engineered well enough to account for its location beside the shore. And there's the concern of metal corrosion with constant exposure to saltwater spray. Commissioner Robert Cahoon wants to make sure that the tower is properly lit as well. It's short enough and far enough away from Nome's airport that the Federal Aviation Administration will not require lighting. But commissioners pointed out that the tower would neighbor a seasonal ice runway during Iditarod, so pilots would need to be able to see it clearly. With so many obstacles on the coast, it seems a counterintuitive place to build. But David Stringer says it's the most cost-effective option for AT&T.
Towers can be placed anywhere. It's whether AT&T wants to expend the money to do it. This is their property. The power is right there, and the internet is right there. So they have figures based on that. I'm sure it's driven by cost.
Given the community safety concerns, though, Stringer says he'll inquire with AT&T about potential alternative locations. It's too soon for some answers for the project, however, like exactly how far out of town service would be extended or whether AT&T would stick with the slower satellite transmission or switch to a terrestrial one. But one thing is certain, the tower is designed to sustain up to three wireless carriers. Cascadia PM also builds Verizon's network in Alaska. An expansion in the bush may not be as far off for that company as once believed. Next year, Verizon is adding 51 sites on the Kenai Peninsula, and Stringer says about 90% of those are existing towers. It's a savings for both providers to collaborate instead of building separate towers. So when and if Verizon looks to the Seward Peninsula, they could already have a structure to support their services. It'll definitely change the downtown landscape, but Nome resident Scott Johnson says it's about time for an upgrade.
It's not going to be the most pleasant thing to look at, but let's be real, it's almost 2015. Nome needs modern communications.
If all goes smoothly with the permitting process, Cascadia PM says they want to start building this coming spring or summer.